Hey, y'all. Hey, I don't know what I'm doing most of the time. I don't know what I'm doing right now. The introduction to this podcast is fucking terrible. My favorite one is when I call everybody little shits, and that is just not sustainable. After a while of y'all getting called little shits, you're gonna be like, Nate hates us. You're not little shits. And me just saying hey over and over again, that's bullshit too. Wait, welcome to the Let's Pinball podcast. Maybe I just need some fucking intro music, baby. This is a podcast. Excuse me. I'm walking Harold. He just took a shit. Let's Pinball podcast. The only pinball podcast that's always over in under 3 minutes. Only recorded one time. It's about three things. My dog Harold, who just took a poop. I'm walking him right now. It's about Gottlieb the humanoid pickle. No explanation necessary. It's also about pinball. Couple of things on my mind. Def.flip2 dropped last night. You know what Def.flip is. It's this project I do that's not for profit. Art, local artists, local printers, local nonprofits. This one benefits the Pixie Project where I adopted Harold. Dropped it last night. In the first 2 hours, 10 prints sold out of 30, which is pretty freaking cool. But none have sold since. So there's 20 left. And we got a big rush to kick off and a slowdown, which is totally cool. I think it's better than last time, right? Last time I sold one, and then 4 days later, I sold 10. And then I had to do a bunch of legwork and hustle the rest of them out the door by talking to people, making phone calls and telling people about the project, which it's normal. This is a new project. It's a new thing I'm working on. I did get some support from some folks who I really appreciate the heck out of for jumping in fast. Miggy, what's up from the Wedgehead podcast chat, and also just from, seeing him flipping around. Miggy supported first again. Freaking love that guy. Got print number one last time too. Didn't even know what the project was. Said yes. Like, that guy's fucking cool. He's like, I'm going to support pinball projects. A bunch of other homies from Early Access to the Wedgehead. I sent Early Access to the Wedgehead pinball podcast chat. I announced the Def.flip drop at the tournament last night. Oh, which I won first place. Fucking won the weekly, hell yeah. And I had a couple of people there support. One of my favorite people, Matt Peterson, bought a print immediately. Maybe it was a second or third person to do so. And Dan McLean, who I've always been a big Dan McLean fan. He came to the Halloween party. I think he got second and bought a print immediately. Freaking Dan McLean, you the man. Every fourth print sold, I'm gonna hand watercolor, which I did one yesterday. And it turned out awesome. So I'm excited about the hand watercoloring thing. I think that that's something I'm going to continue to play with. Like, you need either get your print in black, white, and blood, which is the thing that Def.flip's always going to do. They're going to be black, white, and red, black, white, and blood. Or I can fucking hand paint the hand color them for you. I think another cool idea is to sell them as something that people can watercolor or paint or whatever themselves, and actually have them come with a professional watercolor kit. I went to the art store yesterday, and a nice gal helped me kind of know how to do watercolor in a more professional way, and was stoked on the project and wants me to bring more information about the project so that artists who work there, hang out there, can contact me and get involved in the future, which I'm going to do that. So I don't know. That's that flip. It's a success so far, number two. And I think number three is going to be even bigger. I've got some free prints for some VIPs, folks who are going to be artists in the future. And I'm going to send around some prints to other VIPs, which will, I think, help move the project forward if they're up in the right places, right? But overall, I'm very, very excited about Def.flip 2. Other thing I found out today from management, I've been talking about this pinball Christmas extravaganza. Well, I didn't have full approval yet. I've just been talking about it. I got full approval just now to have the games out from November 15th to December 10th, which gets us through the Multnomah County Pinball Championships. Does not get us through the next retro gaming market. I have a tiny feeling that when management sees how everything's decorated and how cool the shit is, they're gonna let me keep it out there and through Christmas. But I am fucking fired up that I got approval for 3 weeks of all these EMs kind of hanging out. Time to work on them while they're in their actual spaces before the Multnomah County Pinball Championships. The move out quickly is going to be torturous, but I think it's going to be fine. It's going to be fucking cool. So I don't know. You got a fired up little Nathan on your hands. Fired up little Nathan on your hands. Death Dot Flip 2 going well. Won a pinball tournament last night. Had to beat Steph twice in the final. Beat Steph twice in the final. Sorry, Steph. Much love to you. And had to beat a bunch of good players. Like last night was all about the ball three comeback. Had to come back, I think, down 15 mil on Sopranos against Aiden. Ball three. Aiden's a fucking killer player. Had to come back against Young William on. What did I have to come back against Young William on? I think Surf Champ had to have a big comeback. Oh no, had a killer game on Junkyard against Dylan Snow. Not a comeback there. That was pretty cool. I don't know. All people I freaking adore, but just went on a heater streak. Oh, I was down 200 mil, ball three against Hambone, and came back and beat him by just a couple of mil. There was some controversy there though too. On his extra ball, he started the skill shot mode. What's it called? I forget. Where the big alligator comes out and you just plunge over and over again, skill plunge thing. Because it was his extra ball, we didn't think that he could plunge them. And then after the fact, the tournament director was like, "You could have plunged him." So I feel like an asshole that I even advised him on that. I should have just shut my mouth and let him make the decision to plunge or not to plunge. His decision was to not plunge, and I supported it. I kind of wish I just would have shut my fucking mouth. But in the end, I won the tournament. I won $30, and I feel good about it. Here I go again, going over 3 minutes. Who is this asshole, Nathan Stellhorn, with his cutie cute dog, Harold the boy, running around town playing pinball, thinking he's a cool dude? Well, he's just Nate Stellhorn from Lens Pinball. I'm gonna go play some pinball tonight. I hope y'all are doing well. I'm doing pretty goddamn good. Bye.